elected Maulana who will be visiting for the further education. Maulana Sayyid Hassan Rizvi. We have a 12-point resolution that we came up with, and we would like to go in the senator's office, and we will present those 12 points to the senator. So Maulana Hassan, please come here and portray that, please.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam and Iman, Salamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin in the only way that we can begin, in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all compassionate, kind, forgiving. Without His mercy and blessings, we wouldn't have the ability to stand here today, standing up against the oppression in Palestine, the oppression all over the world. If somebody was in front of you smoking a cigarette, let's say you don't want to smoke, let's say you don't like to inhale secondhand smoke, so you either calmly or rudely say, you know, I don't want you to smoke in my face, get out of here. Okay, no problem. So they stop smoking. And then you whip out your own cigarette and start smoking. What does that say about you? It's hypocrisy. Why would you want to stop somebody else's oppression if you're a part of it on yourself? So as the brother was saying before, in the month of Ramadan, this is a month of action, but sometimes action also means abstinence. It means keeping away from certain things. Our action in this month, at the very least, means staying away from food, drink, water, anything. At the very least. Hopefully sins as well. But if we're also going to come out here and rally against oppression all around the world, specifically the oppression that's going on in Jerusalem, in Palestine, the Zionist occupation, if we're a part of that, tacitly, directly or indirectly, what's the point of standing here? So, as an advice to myself and to everybody else, we have to make sure before we start demanding things of others, we make sure that we do the spiritual building for ourselves as well. And I just want to paraphrase something that the grandson of the Holy Prophet, Hussein ibn Ali, alayhi salatu wasalam, had said, and I'm paraphrasing, that religion, you know, iman and faith is something very easy when it's on your tongue. We can chant slogans all day, we can tell people this and tell people that. But once it starts affecting your dunya, your material, your risk, then things start to change. Then people, maybe they don't want to leave work, maybe they don't want to give up this amount of money, maybe they don't want to supply this, maybe their morning coffee, they can't give up, even though it might be helping the oppressors. Maybe their favorite kind of soda, it tastes better, although it might be helping kill Palestinian babies. Maybe the makeup that they wear is made in a factory and a settlement. All these different products that are used. Again, advice for myself and for everyone else. Do your research for yourself.
How are you?
Find out if you are supporting oppression in your own house, whether it's by food, by drink, maybe the shoes you're wearing, maybe the clothes you're wearing, the makeup you have. Anything that we could be doing could be supporting Israel and we might not know it. So, an advice for myself and for everyone here, go online, there's many websites available, do your research. Make sure before you start telling other people about the oppression, make sure you, at the best, as best as you can do, are not a part of it yourself. One piece of advice. Now, of course, if we're going to stand here and tell people and make them aware of the oppression, we have to have demands. If we want action to be formed, we need to see and let them know this is the action that we want. Every demand requires an action. So, this peaceful representative gathering of freedom and justice-loving individuals from Muslim, Jewish, Christian, any faith, even an atheist who recognizes at least that there's a value, a human intrinsic secular value, that oppression is not a part of the human experiment, we have some demands to make. And we ask that these demands be met. And there's 12 points. And I think everybody here will share in these points. Number one. We demand an immediate end to the 60-year occupation of Palestinian land by the criminal, barbaric and terrorist Zionist regime and support the return of the millions of Palestinian refugees who have been forced to live in these horrible camps. That's number one. Number two, we support the Palestinians' right of self-determination and to be governed by whoever they choose in a fair and free election. If the people and the representatives of this country want to tout the line of freedom and justice and democracy, then support it wherever it is. If there's a democratically elected body that's supported in Palestine, support it then. If they don't agree with the way you view the world, that's too bad. Number three, we announce our boycott of corporations that support the apartheid Zionists and its heinous crimes through their investments. Again, firstly, we make sure that we pull out our money from these companies, and we ask slowly that these companies start supporting it, and at a whole, we start getting organizations to stop. For those who are college students, make sure universities don't support these types of corporations as well. Number four, we demand an immediate release of over 10,000 political prisoners. The innocents being held in Zionist jails, especially women and children. Number five, we respect Judaism, but completely and utterly denounce Zionism as a racist, hateful, and oppressive philosophy based on expulsion, oppression, and occupation of the native population of Palestine. Number six, we demand an immediate end to the siege of Gaza, where innocent civilians, men, women, children, are living in poverty and suffering from malnutrition and diseases due to the lack of employment, food, medicines, and electricity. Number seven, we denounce the mainstream media for its biased coverage of the conflict and for depicting the oppressive, criminal, and occupying military and government of the Zionist state as the victim and the owners of the land as oppressors. And if we have friends or families or colleagues that happen to watch these kinds of news, look at these kind of media outlets, it becomes a duty upon us to make sure that we can counter that propaganda. We have to do the co-intel, the co-propaganda against them. Number eight, we completely reject the effort to equate Zionism with Judaism and the condemnation of the Zionist state with anti-Semitism. We will not be intimidated by this bogus spin, which is opposed by the truly religious Torah-abiding Jews in the world. We completely reject the Zionist justification of settlement and occupational activities in the name of racial superiority and support the right of all other victims of the Zionist regime, including the injured, the prisoners, and the refugees, to bring the Zionist war criminals to justice in a just court of law. And those who are in the know, those who've done their research, they know that the International Court of Justice has already ruled on all the major issues in Palestine's favor. But it's our objective, our duty to make this known to the rest of the world, especially to our representatives in this government. Number 10, we demand an immediate end to the biased and prejudiced attitude of the administrations of the US, UK, and Canada in supporting the apartheid regime due to the influence of Zionist lobbies in politics and media. We demand that our tax dollars and resources be focused on resolving the issues in our countries rather than funding the occupation and the war crimes of the Zionist apartheid state. Don't let your congressmen and senators fool you. Don't let them start playing this game of it's the economy, there's jobs. Well then, why are you supporting billions and billions of dollars going to Israel? If we need the money here, don't give it to them. Our house first, then take care of everybody else. Number 11. We demand an immediate and peaceful dismantling of the Zionist regime and a referendum with participation from the Christians, Jews, and Muslims within the present-day illegal borders of the Zionist regime, as well as participation from Palestinians within the occupied territories and refugee camps scattered across the entire region in deciding their fate. Without this dismantling of the cancerous apartheid system of the Zionist regime, which is at the foundation of the Zionist ideology, there can be no peace in that region. And our final point, number 12. We demand that the great Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Masjid, be freed from the clutches of the Zionist regime. And furthermore, we complete completely reject any and all Zionist claims made on Al-Quds in Jerusalem. Despite the influence of Zionist lobbies around the world, especially in the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada, today the Zionist regime is recognized as a criminal, barbaric, racist, and apartheid state by the masses around the world. The number of people standing up for the oppressed people of Palestine continues to grow, and all of us promise to continue to raise awareness and stand in solidarity with the innocent Palestinians. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.